A new report by researchers at the University of Montana warns that unless energy development slows down, sage-grouse populations in the Powder River Basin could die out. The study, which was commissioned by the BLM, was meant to determine whether the sage-grouse population there can survive given current oil and gas drilling activities, and what would happen to the birds if more drilling occurred or if there were new West Nile virus outbreaks. I spoke with Dave Noggle, who co-authored the report. He says the sage-grouse population in the Powder River Basin has already declined by 82% as a result of energy development.
The bottom line in our analysis is that the Powder River Basin is now an energy landscape. We did find that habitats there can sustain some birds, about 3,500 males on leks, but that disease, namely West Nile virus, is the wild card for management, and that if we go through another round of disease like we have a couple times in the past, those bird numbers could get knocked down to about 1,500 males on leks, with a lower estimate of 65 birds, which would functionally mean that that population could go extinct if you mixed energy development with disease.
So I want to talk for a moment about core areas. Obviously, the concept of the core area is to take good sage-grouse territory and basically make it off-limits to development. But one of the things that you note in your report is that, at least in some cases, the boundaries of these core areas have been drawn around planned or existing development rather than necessarily around where the best sage-grouse territory is. So where does that leave us? I mean, can core areas do what they're supposed to do if they're selected based on development needs rather than sage-grouse needs?
Sure. And so I think the first big distinction to make is that the cores that were drawn up in northeast Wyoming are very different from those in the southern and the southwest part of the state. Those in the southwest and southern part of Wyoming were delineated prior to large and expansive energy developments. And so those cores are very big, they're intact, they have great habitats, and they're functioning for birds. And so I'm pretty bullish on their ability to maintain large and intact habitats that support big populations. In contrast, up in the northeast, that had already become a very intensively drilled area prior to the core area concept. And so we didn't have a ton of options when we were delineating those areas. And so they are smaller, they're more slender in size, and the far-reaching impacts of energy development eat into those. And so they do function and provide some habitat for birds, but not at the population levels that you're going to see maintained in other parts of the state.
And you've suggested that there are questions still that remain about whether these core areas in northeast Wyoming are going to be able to support viable sage-grouse populations. What's your outlook on that?
Well, I think the outlook is that the populations are going to be smaller, but that the core areas still function and do a very important job of maintaining some birds. That's important, you know, when you back up and take even a bigger look at what the Powder River Basin means to larger populations. Connectivity is a really big deal through the Buffalo area and Sheridan and Gillette, because we need to make sure that we maintain enough habitats that birds from southern Wyoming can disperse and exchange with birds up in the Dakotas and Montana. That's how you maintain large, healthy populations that are very genetically diverse.
So that even if the population declines there, as long as there are some and they're still able to get from point A to point B, we haven't totally failed.
Exactly.
So what should be done? I mean, what should the BLM do here? What can the state of Wyoming take away from this study?
Well, I think as a lot of those wells dry up or start to pump more water than gas, I would think of getting in a restoration mode very quickly and identify where you still have those birds and where we could start doing a restoration of plugged and abandoned wells on very big scales to provide additional habitat to see if we could get some of those small remaining populations to rebound. And I do that quickly because it's a lot easier to bolster sage-grouse populations when there's still some individuals left in the population. When they're all gone, doing a complete and total restoration of a population, the chances of success are very low.
So this kind of sounds like if you want to have a thriving sage-grouse population in the area, you're going to have to cut down on energy development. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I mean, there's just repeated study after replicated study that shows, you know, you start drilling 4, 6, 8 wells per square mile, that's just a level of development that these birds don't tolerate. And there's really good science now that shows that the nesting females that do stay die at higher rates, and any birds that are born in that energy landscape that aren't already imprinted on it, they leave and try to recruit outside of the energy fields to somewhere else. What we still don't know is those birds that do leave, do they survive when they get to a different place?
What's new about this study? I mean, you already found in a study several years ago that energy development was contributing to a decline in sage-grouse populations. We know sage-grouse don't like development, that they're sensitive to disturbances, even a pretty far distance from their lek. So what all is new here that we didn't know before?
I would totally agree, and I think you got a great question. I don't think that there is a ton of new information here, but as that population continues to decline, folks are interested to know how close are we to the brink of local extirpation, local extinction. I don't have a crystal ball on that because there's a lot of, you know, it's all going to depend on, do we have another disease episode? If we do, does it happen this year or 5 or 10 years down the road? And, you know, does the BLM decide to drill more wells or not?
All right. Well, Dave, it was a pleasure talking with you. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for your time, too.